Chapter 30, Solstice Eve. It was the eve of winter solstice in Australia. Silky seemed still safe with the Lithgow coven, was still eating bits of the vegan feast they were preparing. In Mount Druitt, Claire's mother Coral hugged the baby Corbin closer and sang to his hair some lullaby in a murmur, like the soft sea at Thurall outside a window. Probably the sound Claire thought in which he was conceived. She was lulled in a cold armchair with a cup of tea, which she caressed lingeringly with her fingers, as it was warmth from her mother, but relieved that Corbin, like the tea, was a conduit now for the elusive love between them. Perhaps she was conceived in the same sound she drowsily remembered when she was a baby, the lullaby. Coral sang next to her cot as much the same noise as the croonings from the bedroom when her mother placated one angry husband or another. Claire's second last stepfather killed himself when she was imprisoned for her murder of her younger siblings. George had told her later, using the truth as he did them like a hammer. But she had never felt she was the cause, nor had her mother been the cause of her deaths. Near her arm there was a square fan heater flame effect. Paper on wire inside turned round as if the breeze blew delicate flames on ashes. It also had a mutter like immortal sea. The room's noise swirled together with the midnight wind outside to slow the heart, until the air was beyond time and space. I wonder, she considered, if this is when and how I should talk to my mother about jealousy. Jealousy, too strong for just one object, was searing, like an amputation again inside her body, at some apex of feeling and lack of feeling, in a skin that was unchosen and imprisoned. Their gazes relaxed at last in meeting briefly. Then they both looked down to concentrate on speech. Claire said, "I don't know if jealousy is a simple matter. Do I want to be the baby in your arms, or the you he trusts and nestles into maybe over there as much as he does me? If I were only one of you, is that enough to soothe me? It wasn't that you didn't care enough, but there were always others. You asked me to babysit and not go to the movie. I knew at the time you thought you were helping me to love them, letting me be you, as if my ego boundaries were too narrow." Her mother said, "When you brought up children then, they told you that they learned to love by having responsibility, as if all the numb ones needed were pet rabbits. I never thought you did it on purpose." The solstice rain fogged like filmy swaddling on the window. In Coral's accustomed arms, the baby stretched away arm's length, bored, fickle, or understanding his mother's defeated sadness. Glow from wire and paper flickered on him as Claire took him back in keeping.